Radio Takeover. Welcome, welcome, welcome. United States, South Korea, Uruguay, United Kingdom, Spain, Singapore, Canada, Turkey, China, Australia, Mexico, Germany, Taiwan, Japan, France, Sweden, South Africa, Saudi Arabia, Denmark. Welcome to the Pro Flow for Show Show. Internationally syndicated.
Get on your knees and pray. Increase the doses. Bust on whoever closest.
Millennium Music Mission.
Yo, what up, yo?
What's up? This is D Howe calling from deep in the dirty act, AK Ron, Akron, Ohio. Listening to my boy Mad Max on the tables. The Pro Flow Show for Show. The show is hot. Off the easy, sheezy, believe me.
What's up? This is Marianne, and I'm listening to Mad Max, my favorite DJ.
What's up, what's up, what's up? What's up? This is Sweat Hog holding it down in Akron, listening to Mad Max right here on the Pro Flow Show.
P Dizzle for Shizzle. What's up? This is Pandemonium, and you listen to the Pro Flow for Show Show, Mad Max.
Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ for tonight has spent hours setting up his lights. He spent ages performing sound checks and he's refrained from touching the buffet. Yet, he's keeping reasonably sober and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for. Get ready for a very special night and party celebration.
Wireless Pro Flow female feature. Flame on.
Yeah, baby.
Lady. We can go all night long.
Right. I'm the bitch just keeping it live and keeping it hot. When you park it against head on. Go west side. What? Bring it on.
Boy, I'ma make you love me, make you want me. And I'ma give you some
mean,
attention.
Not fair shade.
Deliver me.
Good, I can hear you good too. So how's it going, Danielle?
It's going good.
Good,
how's
good.
You?
Pardon me?
So what's up with you?
Me? Just the usual, you know, family problems, financial problems, everything. You know what I'm saying?
Life?
Yes, exactly. Well, I'm going to introduce myself, because I don't know if you know who I am or what I do or anything. Like, not saying I'm anybody, but, you know, I'm just a dude out of Ohio. I have an online radio show. We get about a million people a month. We got different, pretty much every continent comes to our website, checks us out. And that's aside from the radio show. That's just like whoever wants to see what I'm about. Anyhow, I do online radio, and I'm calling. I talk to Rob a lot. You know, he's been real cool. I don't even know how I found you guys. I might have found you on MySpace or something.
Probably.
Not really sure, but he's been real cool.
And I think it was MySpace.
Okay, what's your MySpace page?
It's Danny D Music.
Danny D Music. So if they type in myspace.com/DannyDMusic,
yeah,
they're coming up with you.
Yeah.
Okay, now how do you spell Danny?
D-A-N-I.
D-A-N-I. Okay, I got a sister named Danielle, so.
Ah,
yeah.
Good name.
So I definitely had to make this happen, you know?
She
don't even know. She has no idea, but. This little favoritism there, but
I do the same thing. If I know somebody's name is Michael, because that's my brother's name, I'm like,
oh.
Oh,
really?
Name.
So yeah. You're Michael and Danielle as well.
Yeah. Wait, what's your name?
You said okay. I'll say my name's Michael.
Your name? I thought it was Max.
It is Max, but that's not my real name.
Your name's Michael?
Yeah.
My brother's name is Michael too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is crazy.
That's hella crazy.
Yeah, for real.
Is he
younger than you?
Yeah, he's younger.
Okay, well, I'm her younger brother as well.
Oh, hell. That is too funny.
That is
great. That's too much.
It's funny because I didn't even remember we had this interview scheduled today. I scheduled it like about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I just happened to go to my calendar today because I was feeling responsible. So, I'm like, but anyhow, you are an R&B artist?
We're calling it Urban Pop.
Urban Pop, really?
Yeah.
Now,
mm-hmm.
What made you want to call it that?
Because I don't really consider myself an R&B singer.
Okay.
I do feel like I have some soul, you know, in what I do, but
yes.
It's not your typical R&B music. So it's got a little bit more pop to it, but it's not like poppy pop, you know?
Okay. Well, I heard two singles. I heard Strut and, what's the other one I heard?
Love Is Gone and there is Treat Me Right.
Treat Me Right, that's the one.
Yeah.
I heard both of those. I like both of them. I think I like Jimmy Wright the most, honestly. That's your solo song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you have a real good sound. I think you had a real original. Like you said, it's got an urban and a definite pop sound, so it's kind of covering different bases.
Exactly, yeah. Thank you.
Is that something that is just you? Have you developed into that, or?
You know, the weird thing is that, like, I know some people that try and listen to different people's music,
yeah.
And they, you know, they try and figure out what it is that makes them work, why they're,
right.
Like, stars and stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't do that. I really just listen to a beat, and then it just goes from there. And I don't try and, like, I don't think I get it from, like, anywhere else. Although,
right.
You know, sometimes I might pick up something and be like, oh, that kind of sounds like that person or whatever.
Right, right.
But my intention is just, like, what comes to my head. Because I'm a really off the cuff person, so I'm detailed when I'm trying to get something right.
Yes.
But really, I'm just like, whoo, you know, I'm in my head. I'm just going off my head. So.
Okay, well, I'll be honest with you. I had heard a single today off of, but I was listening to her and I was thinking, like, you know, I like the beat and I like the way she's doing it, but you know, I wasn't really feeling the track. You know, it just wasn't doing nothing for me. Period. You know, it could be a good song or whatever. But then I heard you tonight, and I didn't play you until about maybe 6, 7, maybe 10 hours later. And I listened to your music, and I could feel the passion and the originality that comes from it, so I can understand where you're coming from.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Thank
it's really
you.
Weird. But anyhow.
That's really weird.
How long have you been doing music?
I always sang, like, you know, choirs. I sang choirs at my school, and I was lucky enough to have, like, gospel choirs at my school, too.
Yes.
I sang in, like, little groups, you know, me and my friends, be like, yeah, we're a group, let's go. And so I've always, you know, and I've always written, like, I've always had, like, pieces of paper taped to my wall,
okay.
You know, in my pocket, you know, I'd come up with little phrases and I'd be like, I write that down. And so I've always done something, but I've never been this focused enough to, like, really,
okay,
say, okay, I want to put something out. Okay. Cause it takes a lot of steps. You got to be organized. You got to, like, you know,
yeah.
And have patience to, like, really, you know, get it all together because
yep.
It's been, like, I've been working on this project for, like, 3 years.
Okay.
And I've, you know, I've done it twice.
Well, you've done a whole project twice?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because
wow.
It was, I didn't feel like it was good enough.
Well,
you know,
how do you keep moving forward with all the obstacles it takes to get in the studio and to get it mixed and mastered and all that stuff and promoted?
It takes a lot. It takes a lot because right now we haven't even got to the promoted, you know, because we're
yeah.
Still actually working on the cover art, and it's taken forever to get the cover art done because, you know, we're not working with the budget. So
right.
We have, you know, a producer. My producer is actually multi-talented and he's
yes.
Doing my cover, but I got to wait for him to, you know,
get free
on his schedule.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And so it's just taken a long time. And with the obstacles, you know, you just got to work through them, you know, somehow. And, you know, it's funny because if I'm like, damn, I don't know, you know, I mean, I always know that I feel like I'm going to keep going. But sometimes I'm like, this just sucks, you know, then somebody else on my team would be like, oh, we can keep going. Don't worry.
Right.
It's going to be good. We're going to figure this out.
Right.
And when they're like that, then I'm like, nah, we can keep going. You know, so it's good because we always, like, kind of level each other out.
Yes.
You know, with our moods or with, you know, how, you know, where we are.
Okay. Now, are you signed?
No, not yet.
You're not signed. Do you want to be signed?
I do want to be signed because I don't. The main reason is because, and I know that, you know, they say whatever they say about record labels or whatever, but mainly because I'm not like a rap artist. I can't really push out of my trunk, you know?
I understand that.
It's
yeah,
not
it's
that
a different
type
story.
Of game.
Right, right.
Yeah, and the only way that I can, you know, I'm like, yo, you want to get my pop CD? What's up?
It's cool. I
like,
feel
I'm
that.
Cool.
That's, but see, that's realistic, though. That's very realistic for the audience, you know.
Yeah,
they gotta realize those things.
That, exactly, and I don't think that that an urban pop artist or R&B artist or even a pop artist or indie or whatever can get out there the way, you know, unless they're backed by a record label.
Right, I believe that.
Kind of indie record label or something.
Right. Now, you're out of California, you say, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you, did you give me your MySpace page already?
Yeah.
Why don't you give it to me again?
Okay, it's www.myspace.com/DannyDMusic.
Okay, now, do you have any other websites out there? Anything else associated with you?
Playboy is on my site. His name, that's my producer. And then Dang, we have a bunch of DJs. DJ Mark B, he's out of Sweden. Or actually, yeah, I think he's out of Sweden. And he's just been giving me mad love. And he's actually my official, unofficial DJ.
Okay.
And, yeah, so he's a good person to check out his page. And I'm trying to think who else is on my page. There's a bunch of people on my page. I'm actually going to add you to my top 20. You got to give me your...
I can definitely... I'll take care of all that. I'll find you, and I'll add you to mine, send you a message through mine. And you can just go through that way.
That's dope.
So by Saturday, for sure, you should have a message from me.
Okay, that sounds dope.
Now, you have been singing for, would you say a while maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
For a while, but really not like focused like this. This has been like the past maybe four or 5 years.
Okay, that's what's up though. What's your project called?
Danny D, or I'm sorry. I just naturally come out with Danny D. Danielle Davis. Crash Course Volume 1.
Okay.
The Prelude.
Now, what do you mean by that title?
Well, kind of like, you know, I'm new at this. You know, I'm a new artist in the game. You know, I'm coming out with this project that, you know, some people are going to love it, some people are going to hate it. You know, that in itself is a crash course. Me doing what I do, and, you know, any artist is just like stepping out of their, you know, you step out of your comfort zone. You could do it, you know, you could sit at home and, you know, just chill on the couch and watch TV, but what you're doing is you're putting yourself out there, you know, and it's like, I feel like you're on this road, you don't know what's going to happen, you know, you could crash, you know, but, you know, even if you crash, it's okay because you put yourself out there. So that's kind of why I called it that, especially being my first project, and that's why it's also called The Prelude, because it's a prelude of what's to come.
That's what's up. a lot of people wish they could have a crash course as yours, because, you know, you just sound a little more advanced than the beginning artist. And but you're not beginning. You said you've been working on it for a minute. But
I have been working on it for a minute. But, yeah, I am beginning, though, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Now, what do you think has been the most hardest thing for you to overcome?
The hardest thing to overcome was really trying to figure out what kind of sound I wanted.
Okay.
Because when I first started, people would just give me tracks, and I'd be like, okay, I was just happy to make songs, you know?
Yes.
And then, you know, I finished the song, and I was really proud of the song, or collection of songs, and I was like, okay, this is really cool. But then when I went to go perform the song, I wasn't feeling what I was performing.
Right.
And I wrote it, and I did it, you know? I was like, why is this, just because you make a song doesn't mean that that represents who you are. You know, you've got to really find a producer who can say, okay, I know what is with you, you know?
Right.
The other stuff I came out with really top, and I don't consider myself that, you know, and I wrote good songs. That doesn't mean I don't think that they were good songs. It's just that they weren't me.
Okay.
And I didn't want to be represented that way. And so what I realized at that point was that I have to come out with something that represents me, not just that, you know, it's a cool song that people probably like or might not like or whatever, you know? I just got to really, really come out with something that I feel and I'm passionate about.
Yeah. Okay. So how do you feel about the R&B industry, you know, with the artists that are out right now and the way it's been driven in the last at least 10 years, maybe?
I think music is crazy because it goes in like twists and turns, you know, or up and down. Like sometimes it'll be like, damn, there's just nothing out there. And all of a sudden, boom, it's like I'll hear like 7 or 8 songs and they're all my favorite songs, you know? And then all of a sudden it goes down. And you know what happens when that happens, I start switching what I'm listening to.
Oh.
Like, you know, because I listen to everything. I listen to rock, I listen to hip hop, I listen to like, you know, top 40, I listen to whatever, you know? I even listen to country, because I like country. I listen to rock and Espanol. I don't speak Spanish, but I love rock and Espanol.
Okay.
So like, you know, I'll, it's like when that happens, I'll switch to different genres, and then, you know, I'll come back. But for R&B, I think that right now there's a lot of strong songs out there, like just really, like, P. Diddy's, like, doing his thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Beyonce's doing her thing, you know, just everyone right now, I'm really happy with what's out there. I think it's, you know, it's some good stuff.
Good, that's what's up. Now, I know you say you've expressed your positive side. A lot of people have different opinions. I'm not saying that you have anything that you would complain about the industry, but if there was something that you could change about the industry as a whole, what would it be?
Wow. Oh, well, you know, if you're a woman coming into the industry, you're going to deal with, I think, a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of, like, you're going to be tested in a lot of ways because people are going to try and, like, you know, to just get what they can.
Right.
And it may be hard to be taken seriously. And I just get that from people, you know, because I read a lot of interviews. If I see somebody in the music game or even in, you know, the an actor, you know, just I read those interviews because I want to see what it's like to be them at that level.
Right.
And so I know that it can be hard. You know, they have the casting couch. And I know that stuff happens in the music industry. You know, people try and get where they can go because, you know, of what they got. And I think that if you're a woman and you're not surrounded by a good team or by people who care about you, then
yeah.
you can, you know, you could get caught up and you can get in trouble. I mean, I don't feel like I would ever be in that position because, you know, I would just say forget it, you know, because
yeah.
some people who are young or really impressionable or, you know, don't have that structure, they might fall into that trap. And that ethic in itself is really not cool because I don't think that happens to, you know, guys as much. But I don't know, you know, so.
Yeah.
But I really think that that's something that girls and women have to really be careful of.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And you almost made me forget my next question, man.
Come on now.
Yeah, really, really.
I'm just kidding.
It's all good. So let me see. Now, when it comes to rap, are you a rap fan at all?
I love rap.
Okay, well, who you like in rap?
Well, I like a lot of Bay Area rap. And, I mean, you know, the hyphy movement's out right now, so the Bay's, like, doing it big time.
Right.
But I used to listen to, like, Mac Maul and, like, all kinds of old school,
yeah.
you know, RBL Posse, you know,
right.
old school rap. But then, you know, I love East Coast rap, I love Southern rap, I love everything, like, just whoever, like, I don't even know, like, you know, there's the greats, of course, but then there's just people who just flow and have really good songs. I love rap.
Right, right. Now,
I wish I could rap, actually.
Really?
I think I could rap.
I believe
but
you could.
I haven't tried it yet. And I don't want to get clowned. One day I might come out and just be like, bada bing, but I don't know.
You know, it's funny that I believe R&B is a little harder than rap, honestly.
I think so, too.
You might have to have more. I'm sorry.
Sorry. But they knock out songs like, oh, yeah, it's been like 3 hours and we knocked out 12 songs.
Wow.
You're like, what the heck? Because when you're a singer, it's just way different. You got to do all your backgrounds. You
right.
got to do this, you got to do that. I mean, I'm jealous. I'm really jealous.
Well, I understand why. You know, rappers, they got it real easy. They just go in the studio. They don't even have to put no energy into their voice or anything. They can just rap a monotone track and they can go gold or platinum. So.
But that's not true, though, because the thing is that sometimes you think that they're monotone, but that's them actually really not being monotone, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're actually putting, because it's funny, because you may think that you're putting a lot of passion, you may be singing your heart out.
Uh-huh.
They're like, can you please get some energy? You know, do you need a Red Bull or something? Because you sound really, really, and you're like, oh,
right,
dang, I thought I was, like, you know, really spitting it out.
Right,
but, you
right.
know, so it's funny, because that might be their style or whatever, to be really laid back or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It probably takes more work than you think, but I still think that they have it much easier than R&B or singers in general.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. How does California treat you?
I love Cali. I actually grew up in Delaware, New York,
okay.
Delaware. And
what state is that?
That is a state, Delaware.
Okay. Everybody gets to sit down next to the idiot. It's okay.
You know, it's funny, though. People used to always say, like, what state is that in? I'd be like, it's one of the 50.
What's it surrounded by?
It's by New Jersey and Maryland. Look,
really?
It's the second, yeah, it's the second smallest state, but come on.
Oh, man, that's funny. Now, Ohio doesn't get the best rap either, but I
you got Bone Thugs, right? You
have yeah, well, you can say that. I'm not really sure, you know, what they're doing. I always see them with California artists, like they were on the VH1 Awards,
yeah.
you know, with the California crew, because, you know, Eazy-E found them, so they kind of got that California love because
isn't there a new guy coming out of Ohio?
Ray Cash?
Yes, I just saw something on him.
Yeah, he's been out for a minute now, though.
Yeah, yeah.
At least about a year or so, because he had a song that came out a while ago that was called I'm a Pimp of My Own Mind. He's,
yeah.
I like his style, but it doesn't represent Ohio, in my opinion. I mean, it represents our flavor and the different aspects and this and this and that can come out of Ohio because we're really,
uh-huh.
really, really diverse over here. But
you don't hear too much about Ohio.
Yeah, well, you won't because it's more of a political state, in my opinion. It's not really trying to be a musical entertainment capital or any type of entertainment, honestly. It's just all about politics here, in my opinion.
Not into, like, any cultural...
Right, right. Everybody could be doing music and have a hot single, but nobody knows how to get it to the next level.
Oh, that you know what? That happens. But, you know, sometimes all it takes is... But it depends. Sometimes all it takes is, like, one person to make it, and then they help everyone else out. But sometimes... Yeah.
Well, you know, if everybody is hating on that one person, it's hard to really try to help them out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the situation we got,
that's
in my
true.
Opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I talk to a lot of the people. I'm talking to you right now in California, and there's really nobody we can even mention other than Ray Cash and Bone Thugs that has done anything for anybody in the industry, so.
But they just came out with something, didn't they?
Yeah, but I don't know if Busy is on it, and that's...
Oh, I don't think he is. I know. Yeah.
He's got the most diverse flow and the most interesting flow, even though you can't understand him, but he brings that flavor, that life, that light, that sound that you bring. Like, if you were in a group, I believe that you can bring that sound because you got this tone of voice that's, you know, it's got a certain pitch and passion that you can feel, the audience can feel and understand that. It's not just somebody singing somebody else's lyrics or whatever.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
It was cool because I'm just now figuring out myself and figuring out how to spot it. So, you helped me spot it.
That's funny because I've always listened to rap or whatever, but my manager is like heavy into rap. Like, I mean, Bone Thugs favorite. Like,
really?
Anybody else that comes out, he's like, they got that from Bone Thugs. Like, he loves Bone Thugs.
Well, that's why.
I
believe.
Well, you're from from Ohio, but you still, it's not just about them being from Ohio.
Right, because my favorite is Tupac, of course, you know.
Of course.
I think my second will might.
You and my brother.
Really, he loves Tupac.
Yes.
Well, it's hard not to like Tupac if you're trying to figure out this world and if you're suspicious about everybody around you.
Yeah, just talk about passion. That's just like crazy.
Yeah. It's amazing what music can do. So what has music done for you? How has it changed your life?
I mean, I was always one of those people that, like, you know, in grade school, I was always bopping. You know, I was always, like, moving.
You bopping, huh? That's a word I've been using lately.
You know, my mom would be like, you're always dancing. And, you know, it's just like, and, like, if I was, you know, my parents were separated and, you know, it was kind of hard at times, and, you know, sometimes, you know, my mom had a lot to deal with being, you know, she was raising me and my brother on her own, because my dad moved, and he was still in our life, but, you know, I can't imagine being a parent, because it's like, you know, I see people with their kids, and it's hard, you know?
You have no
and
kids?
So, no.
That's and amazing. So,
Do you have a kid?
Nah.
Oh. So, like, so, you know, I can imagine how hard it must have been for her, because she, you know, if she would lose her patience, you know, I get yelled at or whatever problems that we had, you know, I would just go in my room and I would listen to music.
Okay.
And it was either that or reading books, and that was the way that I kind of, like, escaped, and, like, that's how I relaxed. Like, I could go get a massage, and it's really not going to do anything for me, but when I hear music, or when I, you know, read a book, or even watch a movie, if it's, like, you know, an uplifting movie.
Yeah.
But even when I watch a movie, it can, like, take me, you know, out of whatever mood I'm in and put me in a different mood.
What kind of movie did you get into?
Oh, I'm a movie critic, okay? So, like, I like, good movies. Like, it has to have a good plot, it has to be, you know, good, you know, acting, like, it has to be good. But the last one I saw was Lucky Number 11. And that wasn't bad. That was pretty good. I like that one.
I don't even know if I've seen that.
It's like, I think it just came out on DVD. I didn't even hear about it.
Okay.
But it's pretty good. It's got Josh Hartnett and Lucy Liu. It's good. Like, the storyline's pretty good. What other movies have I seen? I'm going to watch, we just rented The Chronicles of Narnia.
Narnia. That's that one animal flick, right?
Yep, because I read all those books, you know, when I was younger.
Really?
All of them books, yeah. So, and I didn't see it in the theater, so I figured that's probably good.
I didn't even know it was a book.
Yeah, it's based on a famous book, I think, by an English writer, Carol Lewis, I can't remember his name. But he wrote, like 16 books. Not 16, but he wrote a lot of books, and they were based on this place called Narnia. And the first one was The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and that's a movie that they put out. But the special effects look like it was real, and that's what I love when special effects look real.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So you got a kind of a science fiction / reality superheroes / action adventure.
Well, romance. I mean, I love romance, you know, The Notebook. Huh. Have you seen The Notebook? The Notebook is one of the best movies ever. That movie was so good.
I don't know
if
I've seen that one.
You gotta go see that
if
one.
If it's romance, I know I ain't seen it.
You should check it out because it's really good. It's really, really good. I cried.
Okay, I'll definitely go. I'll probably pass on that
He's
one.
Like, I'll pass.
I believe in your word. Believe me. It's just as much as gold.
I see it. When you get your girl, like, oh, that's a nice movie. You can take her to that one. She can find your shoulder. You can look closer.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I learned some things. Use my advantage, huh?
Exactly. I'm trying to teach you.
Okay. Well, I'll keep that in mind for sure. I won't forget that. Let's see. What else can I ask you? What advice do you have for the people, the artists listening, the kids listening? Okay, hold on. Before I ask that, mm-hmm. Let me ask you if you were when you were in high school, were you a good student?
I needed focus more. I was a good student, but like I procrastinated.
How did you develop your writing skills?
Because I read so much. I used to read too. When I was in second grade, like my teacher would come by and she'd be like Danielle. She was Scottish. She's like Danielle, and I would have the book underneath my table while everyone's doing everything else.
Oh, okay, wow.
To read all the time. Like I'm telling you, it was my escape. And so, like, I can get in a book and not even hear it, not even take it. And you learn so much vocabulary, like, just reading. Like, you just put words together. Like, my friends, when they want to write, like, if they're sending out e-bites or, like, you know, they want to write something, they'll ask me to do the resume or whatever. Because I have, like, I have really good, not to toot my own horn, but I'm good at writing.
Well, that's what we're here to do. We're here to toot your horn. For
real. But, I mean, it goes into everything. Like, you know, whether it's, you know, your job or, like, helping friends out write something. But it also, I can use that for my writing, for my music. And I do try. But sometimes, you know, some songs don't call for it to be that difficult, you know?
Right.
I've written things that people are like, nobody's going to understand that. I'm like, all right. You tell me I got to change it. They're like, yeah, you need to change that. I was like, okay. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but that's why I would advise anybody to, you know, teach your kids to read, to like read to them. My dad used to read to me every night and I remember him reading to me, you know, like read to your kids, get your kids involved in the libraries, because books, it opens up everything. Like it opens up your understanding. Like I know all kinds of weird stuff because I've read so many books. You know, like, just random stuff, like stuff from, like, 18th century, 16th century, 17th century, about, you know, that stuff. So, I advise it for anyone, especially, you know, kids growing up.
That's cool. You know, when I was coming up, we had a real strict reading program as well, so I never realized that might have helped me as much as it did.
Yeah.
But I believe with, you know, reading in your head, it makes your brain work better.
It does. It really does.
For sure. Now, what's your favorite color?
Color? Dang. Yeah. You know what? I've never had a favorite color because I think it switches up. Like right now, I would say I'm into red because red is so hot. Like red, like people are, you know, I just bought some red shoes and I bought a red purse.
Okay.
You know, so I have red lipstick. You know,
you feeling hot right now.
I feel on fire. But before, you know, it was hot pink. Like, hot pink was in. And then, you know, I always love black. But, you know, I think I switch up too much. I'm a Libra, so I can never decide. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. What about, you got a favorite food?
I love pizza. Like, I really, really love pizza. Like, I love deep dish, like Chicago style. And I love thin, like really, really thin, like the type you get when you go to a fair. Like
okay.
I love pizza, but I also love, actually, I am a food freak. Like I love any kind of food, really, except for lima beans. Like I love Filipino food, I love Thai food.
What's wrong with lima beans?
Kind of gritty, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's funny. I love Japanese food, I love sushi, I've eaten octopus, I've eaten like all kinds of crazy stuff, like, because my stepmom's Japanese Hawaiian, so she has all kinds of crazy stuff. But I love any type of food, really. Like, I can eat anything.
You got a favorite drink?
Haha. See, I'm not very picky in that arena. I'll pretty much drink anything.
Okay.
Anything. I mean, let me think. Like, I love beer. I like beer with pizza. I like, what drinks have I had lately? Like, I have a bartender friend. She always makes me really cool drinks.
Okay.
Gave me some weird lychee drink the other day. I didn't really like it because it, like, it's the lychee, lychee or whatever it's called, gave it like a weird aftertaste. So I'll have fruity drinks, but I'll like, it really, like, I'm not picky with drinks either. See, I'm a Libra. I can never decide. Like, I'll go to the bar and I'll say, bartender, can you just make something up because I don't know.
So Libra is what month?
It's October.
October. Okay. So you had a birthday around this time. It's already passed or what?
It already passed, yeah.
Okay. Did you have fun?
Yeah. We had a good time. You know, we had fun.
You had a lot of friends?
Yeah. We all went out.
Any artist friends?
I mean, not really. No. It's funny because I don't really know anyone that's doing what I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm. And so they really don't understand what I'm doing, you know?
Okay,
and they're
so
all
it
like,
makes it a little hard. Does it make it harder for you?
Well, it makes it hard because, you know, they don't understand. Like, they'll be like, oh, well, you can't go out again or, you know, what are you doing?
Okay. Yeah, I understand.
And because
that.
It's taken so long, they're like, they don't really think I'm doing anything.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm like, yeah, my project's done, but, you know, we're working on the cover art for like 2 months. And they're like,
well, if you could tell them something, what would you tell them? Right now, at least to the public.
Stop hating. No, they do. they support me. They really do support me. I just that they are like disillusioned. Like they're like, okay, sure, you know.
Yeah.
But they've been really supportive. Like if I do like include them, like I'll ask them which cover do you like best. I like that one because that one makes you look. You know, they're good. Like when I need advice and try. I just really need to get the project out. I just can't wait to get it out. Like I want it to be out now.
Do you have a specific maybe time frame you're looking to get that done?
Okay. We're trying to get the cover art done probably this week, and then we're going to send it off to get it touched up by a friend of ours.
Yep.
And we're all getting this pro bono, you know, because these people are just hella cool to us. That's why it's taking so long. So we're sending it out to my friend in Philly, and then I get to taste about 2 weeks from there. So I would say hopefully no later than the second week of November.
Okay. That's great. Now,
that's great, but it was supposed to be out in September, or actually August, so, you know.
Yeah, I understand that. My album was due in September as well. Long gone.
Yeah. When are you coming out?
Man, I don't know. I'm just doing this radio thing right now because it's the most successful and interactive thing that's going on.
That's tight that you're even involved in this.
I was on FM for a while.
Really?
My college station down here in Akron, Ohio, but
you're gonna be like Ludacris and play your own music.
Yeah, that's funny because when they put me in the paper for that, they kind of I didn't even know nothing about that when I got started with radio. I didn't know nothing about Ludacris being on radio.
I mean, that's really smart if you think about it.
It's cool with me as long as as long as they don't discriminate because I'm in radio. You know, being in radio, they might say, "Well, you don't need a medium for your music. You already have one, or we can't do that because it's unfair for other artists."
Mm-hmm.
So it's just as good as it is bad, whatever. You know, it's like whatever. As long as the music's good, I don't worry about nothing else. And that's all I'm focusing on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you ever did any mixtapes or anything like that?
I'm working on a mixtape right now for my DJ.
Yeah.
And hopefully that'll be put out first quarter, I think, or end of first quarter, something like that.
Okay.
I think that means end of January, but I'm not good up with those kind of terminology.
Yeah, I feel you.
So, but I actually, so the project that I'm putting out right now actually is kind of like a mixtape because it does have some songs on there that are not my beat.
Okay.
So that was like 4 songs.
Okay.
And so
now,
that's why.
Are you going to be working with other artists or are you focusing mainly on yourself right now?
I'm open to work with whoever, you know, like I would love to, because that only helps me and I'd love to help other people. I mean, I've worked with other artists before and I'm not sure whether their stuff came out or what happened, you know, because they're probably in the same mode as I am. It's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
But like I'm way open. I love collabing with people because that's really creative for me. And so pumping each other up, and that makes me feel really good about what I'm doing.
Okay. Would a person have to get through your management, or you know, that they need to contact you through MySpace?
You could contact me through MySpace, but that's pretty much, you know, my management also goes through those things.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they help me figure out which, you know,
You know, do your management team have a website?
I'm not sure if it's up right now.
Okay.
But they, Seismic Management. So okay. I think they do. I'm not sure if they took it down, but I think it's seismicmanagement.com.
Okay, it's not a problem. I'll make sure everything is smooth. I won't put that in there if they're not up or nothing like that.
Okay.
That's cool. Let's see, what else do I got here?
And I'm thinking, like, I don't know. I have to talk to Rob because I don't know if I should mention that this is kind of like a mixtape. So can I get back to you on that? Like,
yeah, don't worry about that. I won't be done until at least Monday. I told Rob Monday. He asked me when it was going to be done. So you can email me whatever. You can call me or whatever.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, cool.
You know, if you want the audience to know anything about you or your fans, what is that? What do you want them to know for sure? What do you want them to be familiar with? If there's a particular thing you want them to buy or look out for or just know about you.
I want them to look out for my CD that's coming out. Danielle Davis, Crash Course, Volume 1, The Prelude. And I just want people to listen to it with an open mind. You know, like, it might not be what you expect. It might be what you expect. You might love it. You might hate it. But, you know, there are so many different tracks on there, and there are different styles and different feels. And, like, I just love for people to go check it out and, like, you know, just hit me up on my MySpace. Tell me what you think. Like, give me some criticism. I'm way open for that. When I first started, I used to have really, like, I used to be real sensitive. Like, oh, they don't like it. But now, it's like, you know, I understand it. It's all to the good. Like, I want to hear what people have to say.
Definitely. Yeah, I listen to it. I haven't had a chance to listen to it a lot, but I will be because I've been playing it over my shows now for a while. And I listened to it. I compared it to other people's, and it was a certain amount of passion and originality, like I said, that sets you apart from the other R&B female artists. And
thank
I believe
so
that'll
much.
Work out for you. Or urban pop, I should say. I'm sorry.
Urban pop, that's right.
For
thank
sure.
You
got any shout outs?
I just want to give a shout out to my management, Rob, Josh, Earl, Candace. I want to say what's up to them. I want to give a shout out to, you know, all my people in Delaware, all my people in Ohio.
Got some serious fans in Ohio now.
And all my people in the Bay, in the Biggity Bay.
That's
Biggity
what's up. Bay. What's up with the Bay? You told me a little bit about that earlier. Can you see yourself on a hyphy track?
I don't know if I could, you know, I'll be on any track if it fits, you know, and I think that, like, there's different artists out there, like E40 and, like, you know, The Team, and they're just doing a lot of creative stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, it could be that they have a song that fits me, you know, like, you know, Balance is on my track. He's not necessarily part of the hyphy movement, but he's, you know, doing his thing. And, I mean, I don't know, maybe he is part of the hyphy movement. I just, you know, he's got a different sound. But,
right, he does have a different sound.
Yeah. So, but you know, I'm open to be on anything. It just has to fit. You know, cause sometimes you can do a song or three songs with someone and it doesn't work.
Right.
But you do, you know, after three songs, you do the fourth song. That song's like, that's it. You know, let's go. So it just depends on what comes down the pipeline. But I'm open to anything. So.
That's cool. Now give your MySpace page one more time.
www.myspace.com/DannyDMusic.
Okay, that's D-A-N-I. Danny D. That's what's up. Well, we really appreciate your time. We glad you graced us with your personality. It was very lively.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I'm kind of nervous to take care of this since I haven't really talked to you. I've been talking with your management. And he's hyped you up, you know what I'm saying? He's made you look like a celebrity, that's for sure.
That's good.
So
that's
doing
a
his job.
Yeah, okay. And if you have any more questions, let me know.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely be in touch with you. I'm going to keep up with Rob, and I'll be sending messages and letting him know when you're going to be on our show and stuff. I got to keep up with that. I don't do a good job keeping up with that kind of stuff because I'm too busy creating and producing these shows and all that.
Yeah, and if any feedback that you get, you know, let us know. We'd love to hear it.
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah, it's all good. I mean, you're going to be heard by pretty much every country. And
you know, it's good because, like, when we've been dealing with people from England and stuff, they love my stuff for some reason. Like, they're, like, all over it. People in Europe, they're, like, we get mad love.
I'm telling
there.
You, have, you, your passion sets you up. Like, you can have a chick that can sing R&B or urban pop and her, and she sounds like she's singing somebody else's words.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a difference. And I think that the audience knows it more than the artist, because they just are used to certain things. They want certain things, and they know what they want. They know what they don't want. I think it's more natural. It's just like inside of them and the artists that are the ones, you know, to be able to connect like that.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's not. It's out of our hands. You just have the ability and the gift that's been given to you. So just keep running with it.
I will. Thank you so much.
For sure.
And, it's been great.
I'm sorry.
I said it's been great talking with you.
You too. I was nervous, like I said. I'm a shy dude. I got a lot of things going
on. I am shy. I was like, oh gosh, have an interview. Okay.
Yeah, no, I was like, I was thinking that you had been used to things like this since you're from California, for one.
I am, but you know what? It's been a while since I had an interview.
Okay.
And like, and then on top of that, it's because of that, I forgot like what to do. Like, I was like, okay, is there something I'm supposed to do? I was like, just be yourself, D. Just be yourself.
It's cool, because I'm, this is probably my maybe 20th interview, maybe I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just now getting to the point where I don't have to have the questions in front of me now.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, so things are getting better. Slowly. Just hanging there. But I'll be hitting you up and your management up with the things that I'm offering. We're trying to work on a few different things, and I'm going to try to include you on that, since you're a beautiful woman that's into music.
We like. Oh, thank you.
We know that's a definite market for that. You know, men love women that are talented. It's a dream for them. Honestly. I'm serious. It's like a fantasy for men. You know,
that's hella funny.
Yeah, it's crazy. So you got it going on. I don't believe that.
Yeah, but, hook me up.
Yeah, for sure. So we're going to just continue to try to get you out there. I don't want to keep rambling about it.
Okay, sure. That sounds good.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. So I'll talk to you and your people real soon.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, tell Danielle
what's
up.
Surely. We'll tell Michael out there what's up.
We'll do.
All right.
Bye.
All right. From the east to the west, north to the south, put the heat to your chest.